Councillor Bell Burney.
Thank you, Chairman. I thought I'd stand on this mainly because when I was chairman, with the civic functions that we had to perform, I don't really think I would have had the time to come into any other committees, taking the chair. And I find it that hard that we are having the chairman in on committees now. And I believe in Councillor Talbot, we never used to have, because the chairman was dealing with the civic functions and the people of the district as an independent person. And there was no politics, even though that might have wavered a bit some time to time within the chair. But no, I think I'd go along with the amendment and the recommendation there. But because I do believe that you know yourself that you are called upon at any time and you go any place, you're fortunate and all. I was fortunate. I had a vice chairman who would have gone. Roy would have gone. But the fact was that I was chairman and I wanted to attend those meetings, and I did. And I'm sure your vice chairman does for you. But I think your time is spent as a civic person, civic functions, and that's the way it should stay, really, until, because there's no great need for you. I mean, there's, you know, or a chairman, not you personally, sorry about that, but you know, generally, I think that you cover enough and to do your job properly. I'm not saying you don't do your job properly, but to be able to do it 100% efficient, then you should not be looking at other committees. You should be putting all your power into what you deal with. That's my opinion, and I should be going along with the amendment.
Thank you, Councillor Bob Burney. Councillor Howard.
Thank you, Chair. It's an interesting point. I think broadly I actually agree with Councillor Talbot on this matter. But that's neither here nor there. One of the things that I really wanted to raise was that this is the second time in not too short succession we've had the results of a cross-party working party come back with a recommendation where there seems to be some sort of level of potential disagreement as to what was actually discussed and decided. In the last occasion, I can't remember what it was, but on that occasion, Councillor Guglielmi actually took that disputed item out and it was resolved separately. So in this one, I'm not saying, because I wasn't on the working party, so I don't know what was discussed and what the decision was, but I'd be interested to know what the other members of the working party, of which Councillor Talbot is clearly one, what their view is as to what the decision was, because Councillor Guglielmi said that there was some split feeling on the matter, which is obviously means that there wasn't agreement overall, but to what level was that? Did other members of the working party believe that it was agreed that the chairman should not be sitting on committees is my question I'd like further information on from whoever can comment. Thank you.
Councillor Goggin.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is interesting because I believe that at tendering we actually have a very good system of appointing chairman. And unlike some other councils, you don't get it just for being there the longest. And that's what happens in Colchester. What happens here is the group appoints somebody normally on ability. I would say that, wouldn't I? And if you're really good, you get two bites of the cherry. That's not the point. The point I was going to make is that we're not like Colchester. We don't just appoint someone because it's their time, and if we don't get in quick, they'll either be dead or they'll not get re-elected again. We actually have had a good series of chairmen, and several of them are in the room, who've done an excellent job and have found that they've represented the area very well. I was very lucky when I was chairman because I didn't have to go through the rigmarole of vice chairman. Either time. Both of them were a bit of a surprise. But at the time, I was chairman of corporate management. And it was brought to my attention when I became chairman that I shouldn't be chairman of corporate management. And I would agree with that. I don't think the chairman here should be a chairman of any other committee. I think that was wrong. And we agreed with that, and I stepped down. But I would love to have stayed on the Corporate Management Committee. I would love to have continued the first 2 years of my role at TDC, corporate management. That was where I'd enjoyed it. So this, I'll be voting against this because I think, as someone's used the word draconian, it will be up to individual chairmen. There will be individual chairmen who will be really busy and just won't have the time to fulfil any other roles. There'll be other chairmen that will have different roles, different periods, different times, who would want to continue with perhaps one of their chosen committees. So because of the system we have, because of the fact that we do elect at the time the person that we think is the best person for the job, then I'll be voting against this, because I think that person, if they're good enough and they want to, should be able to sit on another committee of their choice. Thank you.
Councillor Honeywood.
Thank you, Chairman. While I sympathise with Councillor Talbot's suggestion, and I understand the reasoning behind it, what concerns me is that if I were to agree with this, it would take some of the influencing potential away from the chairman, the influencing potential that they may want to use to benefit their residents, to fight their residents' corner. Now, I can see both sides of the argument, so my feeling is let the chairman decide when they're appointed whether they want to sit on committees or not. It seems quite straightforward to me. We've got different views, so whoever their particular view is, let them say at the beginning, yes, I want to be on committees, no, I don't. I think that's the sensible way. So I will be voting against this, and I will leave it to the judgment of each chairman in turn whether they want to sit on committees or not. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I just have a say? Am I allowed to say on this? I actually am enjoying, I have enjoyed being chairman. Pardon? I'm enjoying being chairman, and I have to say I think Alan was very privileged to be able to do it for 2 years. I was fortunate I did quite a lot as vice chairman, but I still like to sit on committees. And the one committee I had to give up because I don't have enough time is one that I loved, which was the licensing committee. And that is one that I realised I would not have enough time for because I couldn't give it enough time. But I enjoy sitting on the committees, and you have to keep in touch with your residents and what they want. So, unfortunately, Councillor Talbot, I will not be supporting your amendment. So are we ready to take the amendment to a vote? We have a proposer and seconder. Yeah? All voting on the amendment, please, first. All in favour of the amendment. All against the amendment? Anyone abstaining? Any abstentions? Nope. 25 for, 33 against, so the amendment is lost. Now, are we going to vote on the actual extension motion now? Are we ready? Yep. Okay. Voting for the motion. Right.